Well, with the summer here and with the sun splitting the stones, a number of beaches across the country won't have full lifeguard cover this year. Some local authorities are unable to recruit lifeguards to meet their needs. Fingal County Council is 7 lifeguards short of their target figure of 35, while Sligo County Council has 12 lifeguards, 3 less than their full quota. Joining us now is Roger Sweeney, Deputy CEO of Water Safety Ireland. Roger, are people's lives in danger?
Well, Cian, good morning. Lovely morning. There'll be plenty of people going to those lifeguarded waterways you mentioned, but I would say they're not in danger for a couple of reasons. First of all, we do have 134 lifeguarded waterways around the country, and although there are shortages at the moment, they are rotating, the local authorities are rotating the lifeguards around, trying to make sure that the lifeguards are in busy places, the busier beaches, for example. But most of them, the vast majority of them, are open for business. And then, of course, there are some practices that people can take themselves to be safe. But can talk about that in a second.
But does it mean that some beaches that might originally have had lifeguard cover on will not have them this summer?
Easily at the moment, yes. And you know, there's a few reasons for that, Cian. I think a lot of the lifeguards that we train, they come out of state exams, and so for a lot of them, they I suppose after studying so hard, you know, many of them want to take holidays or go abroad, and indeed many of the lifeguards do go abroad and they work in your Australia, your Bondi beaches and California and so on. But most of them stay here, but a lot of them do go away after they qualify. So that has been a difficulty. And we also noticed as well that some local authorities are having difficulties because coming out of COVID, I think a lot of sectors, hospitality, we heard a lot on your programme about the difficulties they had. But we also experienced difficulties as well, because we had to, for example, stop training the lifeguards when COVID came. However, we created certain interventions to make sure that there were lifeguard coverage available. So we extended the qualification period, and we also brought in social distance rules and masks, particular behaviours that lifeguards could use.
Roger, are there other issues as well? The Irish Times reported at the weekend that there are different rates of pay for lifeguards in different counties, and the average rate, because it depends on the county, is in or around €15 per hour. So is pay the real issue?
I think a lot of the lifeguards, as I say, they're young and they're coming out of these exams, and then they enjoy, first of all, I think for many of them, it's the first state certification that they'll get, a lifeguard certification, that's what they get. So they're quite motivated by that. I think a lot of the lifeguards also work in the county in which they qualify. So they're not, for example, qualifying in Cork and then moving to Donegal. So I think they see it a lot as a summer job. So the challenges aren't there in terms of the pay as much as you might think. I think it's more that, you know, the lifeguards, no more than nursing, for example, and other qualifications, when they're recognised abroad, the lifeguard qualifications, there's the temptation to go to places that are perhaps have a longer season, for example.
I know from covering this story in the past that finding affordable accommodation in seaside towns during peak tourist season has stopped some lifeguards from taking up jobs over various summers. So is that the case again? I hear what you're saying in relation to people working locally, but even if they're working locally within their county, they have to travel by car and incur costs.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why, you know, a lot of them, they're sharing houses, they're living at home, they're working where they qualify. They're working in their hometowns and working close to their hometowns. But there are costs, of course. And this is a challenge not only for our own industry, but indeed for the hospitality sector as well. So local authorities, it's a challenge for them, of course, because those who qualify, they're not always available. It's not just the cost, though, as I say, it's the difficulties in terms of they want a break as well. I think a lot of them at the moment as well, they're just about to finish exams and they've finished exams and they're looking to just take a few weeks. So we certainly see more lifeguards available in July and August compared to the very start of the season.
Finally,
for example.
Roger, given the good weather, how can people be safer if they go to a beach, especially if there's no lifeguard on duty?
Well, there probably will be the lifeguards, and there's good reason that we ask them, Cian, to go to lifeguarded waterways. They're all listed on watersafety.ie. And when I say there's good reason to go there, they rescued nearly 600 people at risk of drowning last year, and they provided first aid over 6,500 times. So good reason that you should go to a lifeguarded waterway. It's a great job as well for people. If parents are listening, they'll get their children to enrol in one of our classes around the country, because it's a great life skill. But in a nutshell, if you can't get to a lifeguarded waterway, swim at a waterway that's traditionally known locally to be safe, Cian. Swim within your depth, stay within your depth because the water's still cold, and leave those inflatable toys at home.
Roger Sweeney, Deputy CEO of Water Safety Ireland. We'll have to leave it there.